I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called The Spectacular Demise of the Passenger Pigeons. Old-timers will remember hearing stories of flocks of wild birds that were once so thick that they could block out the sun. Longtime McKean County detective and sheriff Merle Dickinson, who died in 1978, was the area's foremost authority on passenger pigeons and spoke frequently of the massive flying clouds of birds that once dominated our big level skies. According to the Pennsylvania Game Commission, passenger pigeons once numbered as many as 5 billion birds and comprised 25 to 40% of all of America's total wild bird population. They captivated early Kane residents with their gigantic spring and fall migrations. In the mixed hardwood forests of the upper Allegheny, hunters pursued them with reckless abandon. The birds were trapped, shot, netted, and clubbed. Even the young, called squabs, were knocked from their nest with poles, or the trees holding their nests were cut down, and they too were collected for market. Also called wild pigeons, passenger pigeons migrated into and through Pennsylvania beginning in March. They went south in September and October. Fast flyers, they could reach speeds in excess of 60 miles per hour. They favored beechnuts, acorns, and American chestnuts, but also consumed cherries, wild grapes, dogwood berries, earthworms, grasshoppers, and many other items. They roosted nightly and swiftly left en masse in early morning. They often roam far from their roosts to forage in mast rich areas during the day. Before 1880, the birds nested in great numbers in McKean County. Substantial rookeries, or cities as some called them, were reportedly located near Kane, Oil City, Pigeon, Sheffield, and Brookston. In these nesting areas, which were often up to 2 miles wide and several miles long, the birds would pile into the trees so densely that tree limbs would snap. It wasn't uncommon to see from 50 to 100 nests in a single tree. Nests were loosely made of twigs and about 6 inches in diameter, located 10 to 25 feet off the ground. Females laid only one white egg annually. Incubation was about 2 weeks, and the young left the nest in about 2 weeks, at which time they were abandoned. Their limited reproduction would eventually play a role in the species' inability to respond to the conspiring circumstances that led to their extinction. The chatter from their nesting areas carried for great distances across the landscape. The birds had an undeniable and conspicuous presence, and their collective clattering could be heard for miles. Demand for wild pigeons as a source of food grew. So did the sport of trap shooting. Better roads provided easier access for big city hunters. When word spread on the telegraph lines that the pigeons were coming in, hunters and netters would converge on the rookeries. The results were devastating. A noticeable decline in migrations was already occurring by the mid-1800s. It would only worsen. In 1873, Pennsylvania's General Assembly adopted a legislative package consolidating wildlife law. One of its laws made it illegal to discharge a firearm within a quarter mile of wild pigeon rookery and to shoot at roosting pigeons. The fine was $25. The last recorded occurrence of professional pigeoners in Pennsylvania appears to have been in 1878 when a colony nesting near Sheffield was worked over. Normally, area mountains made large-scale pigeon taking a difficult proposition compared to Great Lakes country, which was flat, accessible, and well connected to roads and later to railroads. By the early 1880s, passenger pigeons were nesting only sporadically in Pennsylvania. Within 10 years, they became a rare sight everywhere in the eastern United States. In 1905, the Pennsylvania General Assembly approved legislation protecting passenger pigeons for 10 years. The fine for killing one was $25, a steep fine in the day. But the effort was too little, too late. The birds were already gone. Although reports in Pennsylvania and elsewhere had some passenger pigeons being observed into the early 20th century, it is widely believed that the last wild passenger pigeon was shot and killed by a boy in Ohio in 1900. The Cincinnati Zoological Garden held the last three birds known to the world, two males and a female named Martha. The last male died in 1910. 4 years later, when Martha died, she was immediately packed in ice, placed on a train, and sent straight to the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, where her internal organs were preserved and the bird was mounted. Her passing made her the last of a species that once gave this continent some of its grandest migrations. She was it. The species was gone without a trace. All that would remain in Pennsylvania was the village of Pigeon, named after these great birds which foraged and nested in beech groves nearby. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.